T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Norman Leahy, as you know, is a reporter for Real Clear Investigations. He's the editor at Ballotpedia and the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. And he joins us this morning. We'll talk about something that happened on Friday. It was Lee Jackson Day, because you remember former Governor Jim Gilmore separated Lee Jackson Day from King Day here in Virginia, Martin Luther King Day, to keep the two separate, which at the time I thought, well, that gives everybody a long weekend. I guess that's positive for if you're a state employee, and it keeps the waters from being too muddied with obviously some sort of discordant controversy. But Norman, tell me what the lieutenant governor did again this year that has got a lot of people clucking.
Good morning, John. Yes, once again, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, who happens to be African-American, stepped down from the dais of the Senate when Senator Richard Stewart rose to request that the Senate adjourn in honor of Robert E. Lee's birthday. Fairfax did this last year as well, earned some press for it. He did it again this year, again earned press for it. It's one of those things that is not going to go away, I suppose, so long as the Senate keeps deciding it needs to adjourn in the name of a Confederate general. Now, obviously, this rubs a lot of people the other way. They say, well, look, both Lee and Jackson were honorable men fighting for a cause in which they believe, their state, their family, whatever. Times have changed. Times continue to change. In Richmond, we still have sporadic, hot and cold dialogue over what to do with the statues on Monument Avenue. We also worked also in the shadow of what happened in Charlottesville back in 2017, that ugly incident there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Justin Fairfax, once again, stepping out of the well, getting more press on it. And, you know, I the optics of it, he gets the pictures and he gets the story. He gets to frame it. That's political gold for him. Mr. Stewart, Senator Stewart, in his remarks, said that he wanted to celebrate Lee as a man, as a great Virginian, as a great American. Then this has nothing to do with slavery, he said. So that's where we stand with this stuff right now. Mm-hmm. And even this morning, you see, if you look at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, there's talk of resolutions apologizing for lynchings that occurred in Virginia. Mm-hmm. There's another article that ran about this reconciliation committee that wants to make 2019 a year of reconciliation and racial dialogue, to take legislators along the slave trail to show them how people were sold into chattel slavery in Virginia. Yes, we celebrate the 400th anniversary of the General Assembly this year.
Right.
400 years also of the first African slave being brought to Virginia is coming upon us. So there's a lot of things coming together here. And it's let's just say there's going to be a lot of chatter on this issue in the weeks ahead.
Yeah. At one point in Virginia's history, not so long ago, Justin Fairfax, white or black, doing this, I think, would have been a net negative outside of Northern Virginia, outside of the major urban areas. And I have no doubt that it benefits him in Richmond, in Norfolk, certainly in Northern, I think, in Northern Virginia. But do you think that it would still have the same negative impact in Southwest Virginia? Or do you buy my premise that 20 years ago it would have been a negative in Southwest Virginia? Is that the same today?
Let's put it this way.
In
areas where Democrats get their most vote,
right,
it's a net positive for them.
Right. Right.
But, it's interesting. In the Washington Post article on Fairfax, it noted that in 2013, it was Senator Cree Deeds who stood before the Senate calling for them to adjourn in honor of Stonewall Jackson. So we don't have to go back even 20 years to have this really become more complex and muddy And the fact that the Senate continues to do this year after year after year shows that, this is issue. It gets more complex the further along we go in history.
Yeah. Gosh, it's distressing to me that it appears we're in a moment of cultural purge rather than cultural analysis. I think that's the distinction that I think is distressing to me. I have no problem examining anybody who had an elected position in Virginia or who was a leader in Virginia for good or for bad and tried to look at the totality of their existence. But this seems like we're really in a negative moment. And this reconciliation thing, do you think that's possible? I mean, does the dialogue lead to reconciliation, or does it lead to more conflict?
That all depends upon the participants, whether they go into a dialogue willing to listen or they just want to talk at someone as opposed to with someone. Yeah. And so we'll have to see about that. I have some hopes for it, but I also realize that these are human beings, many of whom have agendas that run counter to any kind of reconciliation. But at the same time, I totally agree that we need to reevaluate people. And if we can strip the bark off of them and look at them as human beings and not as a little tin gods, that's beneficial. And as a history geek, I would applaud anybody digging more deeply into anybody, especially those to whom we erect statues. That's beneficial. And gosh, you might actually learn something. But I was also mentioning to my wife here over the weekend, you know, there was another Richmonder, famous, very famous, a general, high-ranking general, who came up with the plan that crushed the Confederacy. Where is his statue? And that was Winfield Scott. He was a Richmond resident, for heaven's sakes. So there's a lot of reevaluation there that needs to happen on all sides. And I think reevaluation is good. It's healthy. And like I said, we just might learn something. And that's a good thing.
Norman Leahy, the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post, reporter for Real Clear Investigations. Always enjoy talking to you, Norman. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.